Blog Talk Radio.
What's poppin', people? It's your man, C Major. So we got Now Radio, hiphoponway.com. We got another great show for you tonight. Got another special guest. My man Conscience is on. So we're definitely going to get into him, talk about the DMV area, talk about the music scene. Once again, get into some Velocity Magazine Award stuff. Of course, we're going to get political in the first 2 minutes. You know how we get down. But I got a question for you. It's Tuesday, 7 o'clock. Where else would you be? Because we got Not Radio. It's your man, Steve Major. We'll be back.
I thought I told you. I'm a mogul.
Heads up, here we come, y'all, live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears moving right to the deck. This is true hip-hop, old school flip-flop. With a new school twist, just admit it's hot. To the clock, tick-tock, and you don't stop. Down in the street, taking over the whole block. Lock to the boys, we need to make more room. Move, get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door. Reports, new music, movies, awards, too. You've never seen nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating facts from fiction. Who's who? What was it that I did? We're going backstage and you ain't getting tax admission. Better switch gears, this here's a fast addiction. Listen, process is term to progress. We got that, we don't care, we got that.
Alright, we are good people. Chimansi made got a great show for you. MC out of the DC area. My man Conscience is on the line. But before we get into that really quick, we're switching our focus politically. You know, we've been trying to get everyone to register to vote. But that time has about passed, so we will be taking that off the site today. So our goal now is the early voting situation. If you have registered in most states right now, early voting is something you can do. Please, please, please go do so. We want you to avoid all the drama on election day. We want you to get it in so we can know by 9 o'clock who's going to be the victor. We want to really get this thing in, whoever you're voting for. Like I said, I'm a Barack fan, but our goal right now is just to make sure anybody who does vote. So I want to make sure everyone on the line and everyone who can hear the sound of my voice does that. But with all that being said, let's get into our first guest, or our only guest today. My man Conscience from the D.C. area. What's going on, sir? How you doing?
What's good, homie? What's going on?
Man, everything's good. Everything's good. Definitely appreciate you coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me, man.
Not a problem. We'll get into your business a little bit. First things first. I was reading your bio. I saw a few interesting things. Your first performance was at age 4, basically?
Yeah.
Like your first, you know, time you got up on stage was at age 4?
Yeah, my uncle, they had a band. And it's kind of crazy because the band that they had, the manager of this band was this guy named Ken, and he actually runs Q Studio, you know, for all the musicians in the area. I'm pretty sure they're familiar with Q Studio,
mm-hmm.
You know, in Fairfax. And,
right.
You know, they used to practice, you know, in the basement. And I used to get down there, you know, bang on the little instruments and all that. So I wouldn't say like my first official performance. Like my first official performance was probably around like 9 or 10. I started playing
mm-hmm.
the clarinet, man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wow, that's crazy. But still, I mean, just to be able to do that at a young age is something, you know, a lot of kids don't get the opportunity to do. And I know they want to do and keep going with it, you know, throughout the year. So that's definitely an accomplishment. But other than that, even at the age of 4 as well, you attended the Institute for the Gifted and Talented. And your focus
yeah.
was the piano, though, right?
It was the piano, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
It was actually this school for kids who, I guess, whose parents thought, you know what I'm saying, might have been gifted in one way or another. And
mm-hmm.
I started going there playing the piano, and then I picked up clarinet. I tried the drums, but, you know, my coordination, man, is terrible, man. So but, yeah, man, I went there for about, like, 3 years.
Okay.
And then, yeah, it was pretty cool, man. I learned a lot there, man, and met some folks, man. It was definitely cool.
Yeah.
especially at a young age, you know what I'm saying, to kind of like, you know, rear you in the direction of being musically, you know what I'm saying, inclined. So, you know,
right.
it paid off in some shape or fashion, man. So, I ain't
mad at it. Going to say, how has that shaped you now? How has that helped you with what you do now?
I think it really makes it, when it comes to music, like that word, I think a lot of, especially hip-hop artists, you know what I'm saying, don't, you know what I'm saying, understand, want, or appreciate, you know what I'm saying, the word music, as opposed to, you know, they think that it's all about, you know what I'm saying, the producer, the hot track, you're getting on the track, you know what I'm saying, you drop a few I-16s and that's it. But, you know,
right.
To me, when it comes to music, which is why, you know what I'm saying, I have a live band backing me up to performing the tracks, is because, you know, I just like the live instrumentation element. You know?
Right.
Because, you know, back in the days, like, you know, when our parents was coming up, all the artists back then, they had bands, man. Wasn't nobody, you know
right.
what I'm saying, recording no tracks, you know what I mean?
Right, exactly. Nah, I got you. Let's talk about, because you kind of touched on hip-hop a little bit, so let's talk about, because it seems like you have a little, definitely a go-go edge to influence-wise and a hip-hop edge. Talk about some of your hip-hop influences.
I'm a big Big Daddy Kane fan, man. Rakim, Guru, Kool G Rap, Scarface, Tupac, of course, Big L. And Biggie was cool, you know what I mean? And I definitely respect, you know what I'm saying, Hov's lyrics as well. But definitely I'm into the storytelling, man. The MCs is into the storytelling and really into the lyrics that really don't hit you until like 2-3 days later. You may be talking to somebody, and you know what I mean? Even like, oh dang, that was that's what homie was talking about, you know what I mean? So
I got you. And I was looking at your bio once again. You started off more on the go-go side of things, and you have actually been fortunate enough. For those of you in the D.C., DMV area, y'all know who I'm talking about right here. When I talk about Rare Essence and the Junkyard Band, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Because you had a group called High Image.
Yeah, we weren't like one of the mainstream bands.
Right.
You know, we were more so like... I guess back then we was like called like one of the hood bands. You know, back then it was
right. I got you.
You know, it was us and like three other bands, and actually Uncalled For and TCB used to open up for us, and we used to play together back in the day. So,
how have you balanced the two? Because we're going to get into one thing, especially I know that you like you said you have a band, which is different from a lot of hip hop artists.
Right.
But how has the go-go and the hip-hop, how have you been able to merge the two and connect it the two?
Wow, I've never been asked that. I guess one thing, an advantage by being in a go-go band, you know what I'm saying, starting off rapping in a go-go band, is that you know how to tap into the crowd. You know, and kind of like get the crowd, you know what I'm saying, involved into it fast.
Right.
And keep their attention as opposed to, you know what I mean, feeling like having your audience feel like they just at a show watching somebody, you know what I'm saying, stand on stage rapping.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You want them to kind of feel like that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know how it is. You go to a go-go, it's more so like you partying for the vibe, you know what I'm saying? The band could be cranking, and they cranking one groove for so long that it's kind of getting slumming a little bit, but you so in the zone from the vibe and everybody around you that you in there getting it in, you know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
So,
right.
I mean, and as far as the live band and incorporating it in the hip-hop, you know, besides it making it, like, intimate and more so keeping the crowd, you know what I'm saying, involved, it's like they're part of the show. As opposed to coming to see a show, and I don't know. I guess hip hop has always been, you know what I'm saying, a love of mine, man. Even when the go-go band, I wouldn't even, you know, how most go-go bands, they do cover songs and a rap or a rap the verse for the song. I would always write my own verse.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying, I would always, you know what I'm saying, try to do something different as opposed to going with the trend. You know what I mean? Because I believe that, you know, when you do something different, you stand out. The grind may be a little longer, but when it's all said and done, the benefits are definitely going to be worth it, man.
Right. Because you don't have a little band. I mean, you have a 7-piece band. That's real major. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal. Because, you know, I've seen people that have, you know, maybe a drummer or maybe, but a 7-piece band, that's a big deal to, you know, put together. So how did that all come about?
What happened was, I started performing, right after I released the project. I said, you know, when I performed, I wanted to do something different. And, you know, every artist has to have like a gimmick, you know, some may not want to refer to it as a gimmick, but every artist got to have a gimmick or something to set you apart.
Marketing so, scheme is what they call it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I got you.
So I say, you know, as opposed to going to these shows and, you know what I'm saying, everybody's going to rap to a track, what can I do different? And
right.
not have it be called Go-Go.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? So I had a band that I put together, and, you know, we kind of broke up for a second, and I incorporated some new members, man. And that didn't quite work out. And after a while, the original band that I put together, we got back together, man, and we just been grooving ever since, man. But I don't know, man. I just love live music, man.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like awkward performing to just a track by itself.
Right. Does that make it difficult in recording?
No.
When you're actually in the studio?
No, not really. And that's the funny thing, because I always know that, I guess the main thing on my mind when I'm recording to a track is that when I perform it, it's going to be with the band.
Okay.
So when I'm hearing the track and recording to it in the booth, I'm not hearing it as, you know, as a MPC, you know what I'm saying, 3000 and drum machines and all this kind of stuff. I'm really like, I'm hearing it as instruments playing. So, I mean, recording is nothing. I mean, don't get me wrong. If it comes to a point where I have to record to a track, like have to, and that's like my only option, I can definitely get down like that. I mean, I just prefer to, you know what I'm saying, do it with the band.
Right. Let me ask you this. Speaking of recording in the studio, I'm going to scream a name out here, and somebody that I've read you had a relationship with, a gentleman by the name of Rich Harrison. Now, for those of you who don't know who Rich Harrison is, I'm going to give you a couple of songs. Y'all can understand kind of how big of a deal this is. Let's see, Destiny's Child Soldier, Anne Marie One Thing, and the biggest one is obviously Beyonce Crazy in Love. So Rich Harrison gets it in, pretty much. How has that relationship helped you in your musical career?
What he told, I'm gonna keep it 150% real, child. What he told me to get me on my ground was, "Conscious man, you cool. You ain't no Bama. The lyrics and everything you're saying is all that, but I don't know if you got star quality, man."
Mm.
And left it at that. And when he would see me, you know, when he would see me, he would ask me what kind of tracks I was looking for and this and that, you know what I mean? But I respect it to a certain extent, because it's more so like, man, if you're serious about it, then show me something.
Right.
You know what I mean? As opposed to, I mean, which is one of the reasons why we got all this whack garbage going on right now, because you just got cousins and brothers and nieces and nephews getting on, just rapping garbage on wax, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
People handing them out, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate it from that standpoint, you know what I mean? And when I see him, you know what I'm saying, and when we talk, we get together, you know what I'm saying, and politic over music, but, you know what I'm saying, he was more so, you know what I'm saying, inspiration, you know what I'm saying? That's my homie, you know what I mean, outside of the music, that's, you know what I mean? So I definitely and take all the advice and everything, you know what I'm saying, that he gave me early on and incorporated in, you know what I'm saying, to what I'm doing. So far, it's working.
Right, so it really wasn't him taking a shot at you necessarily. It was more like, you know, if you really want to do this, step your game up. Like, if you're really serious, step your game up type deal. Because some people,
exactly.
I mean, let's be honest, there's a lot of people you go around and they tell you what you need to hear, what you want to hear instead of what you need to hear.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, I can get with that. It's too many yes people out here anyway, because when you make it, they want to make sure they're around, you know, so.
Exactly. And you know what I'm saying? Yes men breeds garbage and nonsense on wax.
Right, exactly.
I say that a thousand times a night, man. You know what I mean? So, yeah. You know, it, for what it's worth, it is what it is, man. But, you know, I'm out here grinding, man, and the grind is definitely paying off, man.
Right. Let's talk about that. Let's keep it real right here. You, what's your impression of hip-hop right now? Just the state of the whole hip-hop thing. In the music especially that's coming out right now.
I don't like it.
Mhm.
Like I don't listen. Like I don't have a CD in my car past 1998.
Mhm.
Like when the Bling Bling came, I couldn't take it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know what I mean? It's cool. You know what I mean? If you want to rap about that, you know what I mean? But that's not what it was meant for.
Right.
But I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not in a position to, you know what I'm saying, judge what nobody doing, because if you're out here hustling and you capitalizing on the positions you in and the people you're meeting, I don't knock that.
Mm-hmm.
But my whole thing is, you know, it's a lot of people, you know, a lot of artists out here, man, that's just doing it, you know what I'm saying, because it's a check, because they want some easy, quick bread, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But not understanding that, you know what I'm saying, when they gone, the music's still here, you know what I'm saying? The music is real, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody may listen to a song and decide to change their whole life. Somebody may listen to a song and decide to go kill somebody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But the songs that's out here that's putting people in the frame of mind, you know what I'm saying, to do weird business and have these youngins out here really feeling like that these music videos is real life, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, and to me, that's not cool. Like, but again, I'm not in a position to judge, you know what I'm saying, all these artists out here, you know what I'm saying? I respect everybody grind and hustle. That's just not what I opt to put out there and rap about. You know what I'm saying? I do have some gutter songs, but it's not, you know what I'm saying, put out there like, go out there and do this tonight.
Right. I got
also
you.
Also from a standpoint from, you know what I'm saying, from whence I came, like progress from that to this, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
I
don't
you.
Know, my to me hip hop is meant to like more so kinda like teach and inspire, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like now when you start sharing information, they call you whack or like you a god body rapper or something like that. Like it's crazy. When you start rapping about something that means something, you look at like you whack. But you come out here and give a CD of metaphors and nothing else. And you got the hottest man on the planet. Like, that burns me up. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, man. Yeah.
I got you. No, I'm definitely with you on that. Because I've always said it, and I think music is something that's meant to be timeless. Or good music, excuse me, is something that's timeless where you can put it on at any time, period. And it doesn't become dated. I've always said that, and I still believe that. I believe that's the essence of good music. So I think when you go a certain way, it's fine for the time being, but a year from now, 2 years from now, this is why the longevity of most rappers is very short, because they stick to what's good for the time instead of making good music. So that is what it is. That is my opinion, whatever. What are we going to do? Let's get into your joint right here. It's called The Chosen One.
Okay.
We'll get into that. I got a few more questions for you when we come back. I want to first,
right.
I'm going to ask you, why are you the chosen one? I'm going to ask you about your name. And you have a quote. And we're going to say the quote when we get back. So this is my main conscious right here. It's called The Chosen One. Y'all check it out. We'll be back.
Moves and fools and dudes going forever doubting me. You are the chosen one. To Three times we get no answer, then we kicking down the door.
People, we are back. That was the chosen one, my man. Conscious, tell me, why are you the chosen one?
Just because I'm doing something that they're not. I mean, if I could just wrap it up and say it, you know what I mean? To make a long story short, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, no, honestly, I mean, because one, I'm not out here. I'm not even going to say, I'm not even going to use a popular term and say, you know what I'm saying, every artist say, I'm real. Nah. I'm not out here trying to be like nobody else. You know what I'm saying? And if you listen to the CD, the story that I'm saying, is, or, you know what I'm saying, everything I'm saying is real. You know what I'm saying? I believe in not fabricating nothing. You know what I mean? On top of that, you know what I mean? From recorded tracks to a live performance, you're going to get 150% from me all the time. I don't care if the venue has two people in it, the 2,500 people in it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get 150% from me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I believe in, you know what I'm saying, in giving the consumer, you know what I'm saying, and their potential fans everything that they're looking for, you know what I'm saying, in a hip-hop artist. You know what I mean? You want stage charisma, I got that. You want personality, I got that. You know what I'm saying? You want swag, I got that. You want lyrics, I got that. You know what I'm saying? You want a live performance off the meter, I got that. You know what I mean? But actions speak louder than words. And Thursday, yeah, I'm performing up in Hades. I think the address is 6303 Georgia Avenue.
Okay.
And Rain from PGC is hosting it, and DJ Heat from PJC is DJing it. And I got Mustafa, and this hip-hop artist named Rude, who's performing as well. So I mean,
yeah, I've actually interviewed Rude.
Yeah. So, I mean, If for those who listening and, you know what I'm saying, who tuning in, you know what I mean, if you into some good hip hop, definitely come down and check me out. I will not disappoint you, I promise.
Let me ask you a question. I was reading your bio. You have a quote. It's by Frederick Douglass. It says, without struggle, there's no progress. What's been your biggest struggle so far in the music business?
Meeting folks who are genuinely just like sincere and honest, man. Like, I know in this business, that's like what I'm saying. Like, I probably sound like I'm from Mars somewhere or something. Like, honestly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But thus far, you know what I'm saying? And what I've been doing, you know what I'm saying, with my entertainment company along with, you know what I'm saying, Dre and Blue and a couple other folks, that what we've been doing is doing this event on Thursdays where not showcasing only myself, you know what I'm saying, but other artists. And really and we really operate from the concept, you know what I'm saying, the giving first. And thus far, you know what I'm saying, even though the struggle has been long, but you know what I'm saying, when the reciprocation comes back, it comes back like 30-fold. Like,
right,
the biggest thing in this business is like real people. Like, everybody scream they real, man. Like, this game is like full of dream sellers and liars and manipulators.
Right.
Like devils, for real. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, when you come across like genuine folks like that really, you know what I'm saying, are into, you know what I'm saying, giving first, you know what I'm saying, and understanding that the power of networking is much greater than, you know what I'm saying, trying to do it by yourself. Like,
yeah,
that's the reason, like, this area ain't on. I mean, one of the reasons why this area ain't on is because, I mean, out of, like, the million rappers, like, 999, I mean, like, I mean, like, a whole bunch of them are garbage. That's one reason why this area isn't on. But the second reason why this area ain't on is because, one, we don't support each other. Even if you don't like an artist, you can still support an artist and not like them.
Right. No, I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I think Atlanta is the biggest test.
Yeah, and that's one thing I had to learn, too. So, actually, I'm going to take that back. The biggest thing I had to learn is understanding that you don't have to like everybody that you do business with.
Right.
Because
some things
are
just that business.
Exactly. Some people, like you and I, could hate each other.
Right.
But you can have some connects, and I can have some connects, and we need each other connects so bad that we got to work with each other.
Right.
And hate each other guts.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? But break a few million dollars down at the same time. You know what I'm saying? But hate each other.
Right.
But the fact that I respect your business and your work ethic and the respect that you respect my business and work ethic, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to do business, we get that, you know what I'm saying? We get that money and we make positive things happen. But outside of that, I will never sit down and have a drink with you. Like, it's really like that.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So I take that back. That's the biggest thing, learning, you know what I'm saying, that you don't have to like everybody that you do business with.
Right. I agree 100%. Let's do this. I want to make sure you get everyone can get your information for you. So make sure you shout out your MySpace or wherever they can reach you at to make sure.
MySpace is like crazy long, but it's myspace.com/conscience, KONSHENS, the chosen one. All spelled out, no numbers, no nothing. But easier than that, you can just go to www.conscience.com, KONSHENS.com, and that'll link you to the MySpace page and all that.
Yeah, and also, too, just so you guys know, the listeners, anybody who wants to get any information on our artists, we make sure on their page that we put all their contact information up. So it's connected on there. So you can go to wegotnow.hiphopourway.com, click on their page on our page, and it has all their links there. Also, too, I wanted to, before we, one more thing I wanted to comment on, we're looking for guests for the month of November. We're booking guests. So if anybody wants to be a guest on the show, make sure you hit us up. wegotnow.hiphopourway.com. One thing I wanted to talk to you about, Conscious, was you're working on your second project now, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
When does that do out?
Late fall. Like, I mean, when I say late fall, I mean, like, the last day of fall is December 21st.
Okay, I got you.
It may release December 20th.
Right, right,
like,
I got you.
But the single, man, is going to be She So Street. That's the title of the single, and it's featuring Rain from WPGC on it.
Okay.
And it's going to be kind of different, man, you know, I think the ladies and the fellas will definitely appreciate this one.
That's what's up. Well, man, I definitely appreciate you coming and talking to us. We're going to be at the Velocity Magazine Awards once again, November 15th. We're going to do a real big at that, so I'm sure I'll be in touch with you then. But give a shout-out to anybody you want to give a shout-out to.
First I want to give a shout-out, man, to y'all for having me slide through, man. I definitely appreciate it. We Got Now Radio. Big ups to that. I definitely appreciate that, man. All the exposure is needed, as you already know.
Right.
It was shout out to my entertainment co-op, Blue, Dre, Josh, and Mike. Everybody that's just been supporting, man. And just want everybody to keep their eyes open, man, and keep looking out, man, because Conscious and State of Mind about to make some noise.
Mm-hmm. That's what up. Man, once again, my man, I appreciate you coming on. Like I said, we'll definitely be in touch, and we'll be around. Probably see you at the Velocity Magazine Awards, my man.
That's what it is.
All right, that's what up.
All right.
All right, people, once again, that was my man, Conscious. Definitely make sure y'all go check him out. Like I said, if you didn't catch the MySpace, you can go to wegotnow.hiphopourway.com. You can pick it up there. And you can also listen to the full version of this interview on that. Also, if you're interested in becoming a guest on our show, we're booked for about the next month or so, but we're looking to start booking for the month of November and December. So make sure y'all hit us up because we're looking for a very good guest. Obviously, we can't get everyone on. There's only so much time, but we try to get as many people on as possible. Other than that, we got another great guest tomorrow. We got my man Matt Stanley, who's a talent management company. He owns a talent management company. So, and we have an hour show tomorrow, so that should be very interesting. But other than that, man, to me, it's amazing. I'm about to make my way out of here. You know how it go down. We got now. We're up here. We got next. Peace!